Hello?
Hi. Hi, is this Larry?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Larry. It's Paul calling back from Local Splash. Is this a better time?
Yes, I can talk now.
Oh, good. Very good. So I did send that email out to you, the different pricing options, the different, kind of lengths of term there. Did you have a chance to take a look at that?
I looked a little. I just been so swamped with work.
I hear you.
I'm getting ready, and I am going out of the country on Tuesday for a while. So
okay.
I'm rushing to get things done. But I am interested.
Okay. Did you have any questions for me at this point?
No. Actually, my question for you was, can we pay, do we have to pay the $700 up front, or do we pay you like $250 a start?
Right. Well, if you did the month to month, it would be the $249. We would do a landing page for you, and it would be month to month. If you wanted to do the 3 month, it is a prepay situation. But if the budget's a concern for you, like I was mentioning before, we can get started on a month-to-month basis. If it's something, 3 weeks in, you say, oh, it's working, I like it, and you've got the remaining, whatever it would be, less than, before 51, I think, to get you up to the 700 after that. But you can do the first month, month-to-month. And then if you decide that you did want to commit to the 3 months, it would be just prorated, what you already paid towards that 700.
That's more than fair. That's more than fair to me. So what would you, other than the initial payment, what else do you need for me to get started?
Well, I need a little bit of information from you. First of all, Larry, what is your last name?
Motto, M-O-T-T-O.
M-O-T-T-O. And then,
yes.
Excuse me. I wanted to ask you, the phone number that we're speaking on, is this the number that you would want your customers to call and also the best number Okay.
No, the office would be the number.
The office number? Okay.
Yes.
So for the business number for us to promote and also for us to contact you regarding your account, is that the it's not the 5950 number. What is the number that you wanted us to promote for your company and also a good number for us to reach you?
Well, for you guys to reach me, the number that we're using now is the number you're going to reach me at.
Okay, the 5950.
Yeah, for promotion purposes, it would be 609-661-9026.
So I've got 609-661-9026. For the business?
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
And then I do see a physical address for the business, 21 Cottage Road. But, your service base, you go out to the customer, no one ever does come to you first, right? That's probably not even an address you would necessarily want promoted for your business online?
No, we wouldn't.
Is it a home address?
It's my home address.
It is your home. Okay.
I have a shop address. I mean, if you wanted to advertise the shop address,
the thing I would want is an address that's more centrally located to where you typically do business. But even if it's a shop, a warehouse, I mean, Google knows most service-based businesses are run from the home. If it's a shop, a warehouse, a small office, and you receive mail there, we can use that address. But even so, if you don't typically see customers coming to you, Google's not going to want to list a physical street address for you. But is that shop address more centrally located to where you typically do business and want to be found?
Well, both these addresses are within 2 blocks of each other.
Okay, so they're the same. We'll just keep it as this address. Like I said, it's not going to show up anywhere online anyway. And then if you don't have any other questions for me at this point, I will take a look at our client interview calendar. We'll schedule a call, takes about 25, 30 minutes. That's kind of where we dot the rest of the I's and cross the T's, make sure we know the hours of operation you want to be listed for, the forms of payment that you accept, any mission statement if you've got one, tagline, slogan, motto, etc. What's unique about your business if you want, for example, to be branded as knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. I will take care of all of that in that follow-up call. But what I'll do now, though, is to secure the listing for your company. I've got to read a real quick voice verification. Takes about 3 minutes. it's required of us is it does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is the $249 at this case, being month to month, no setup fee, website included, etc. Now, that voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify the intent of my question. But like I said, it's pretty straightforward. And then for that first payment of $249, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover? What does work best for you?
It would be a Visa.
And is it your name on the card, the business name, or both? How does that appear?
It would be both.
And is it Larry or Lawrence, or how does that appear?
It's Larry.
Larry, and then Brickscapes or Brickscapes LLC on there too?
Brickscapes LLC.
Alrighty. And then Larry, you said it was a Visa card, sir. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are.
4135-7510-0551-8046.
Okay, and the expiration month and year?
422.
4 of 22, and then the last three digits on the back of that card?
889.
So I've got 889 on the back of the card, and April or 04 of 2022, the expiration. And then, Larry, was the card itself 41-35-75-10-05-51-88-46?
Yes.
And does that fill out the home address, the 21 Cottage Road, 08234?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Yep. So you will in a couple of minutes here receive a confirmation email through our automated system. It does have our client support phone number and the hours of operation on there, but at the end of the voice verification, I'll give that to you as well. Now, like I said, the voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me if you've got a question. It does read as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Larry, this part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your company as you would want that to appear online?
Okay.
I've got that as Brickscapes, and you wanted, did you want the LLC to be part of the branding? I know it is an LLC, but it's completely up to you if you want to include that or not.
Nah, it doesn't have to be.
I always recommend against including LLCs, Inks, and Co's and things like that, so I'm glad you're in agreement. So it's just going to be listed as Brickscapes, and then Larry, please state your name and your official title within the business.
It's Larry Motto and owner.
Okay. And, of course, Larry, as the owner of Brickscapes, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes.
Of course. And then for the billing information that we have on file, that Visa in your name ending 8046, you are then, of course, authorized as the user on that card as well, right?
Yes.
Of course. Now, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign, and since our job is to make sure that your phone is ringing, we specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers, and of course, you would agree to that, right?
Of course.
Of course. And as long as you answer your phone, you're going to do very well with this service. Now, it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. And again, it is month to month. We are already aware of the Angie's or Home Advisor. The reason we ask, though, is all of the additional content that we will, in fact, be creating for your company. We certainly would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing for you. Equally, or perhaps even more important, is that we will make sure that all of your business information online stays accurate, consistent, and Google compliant. So, for example, we want to make sure that it's appearing as Brickscapes everywhere and nowhere Brickscapes LLC. So although we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, you definitely will not need to, and we are just saying if you decide to hire someone who you think may also create content for your business online, Larry, we ask that you at least let us know. Mr. Motto, that's fair enough, right?
That's fair enough.
Perfect. Yeah, we're going to do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we'll make sure that no physical address appears for your business online. And we do that audit in the beginning. We do it periodically as well. But if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know. Now, with all of the discounts that I was able to apply here, with it being a month-to-month service, with the website included, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the one-time setup fee, which I'm actually waiving here, will be charged today, the 28th of January, in the very discounted total amount of just $249. Again, that is both a fixed rate and a flat rate, so it will never go up on you, not at any time, not for any reason, and not even by a penny. It is, in fact, an exact amount. There's no taxes, no fees, no surcharges. There's no lead fees whatsoever. In fact, my company will incur the hard costs of running the paid Google ads on behalf of your business. This does also include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, and voice-activated searches too, like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri, and Cortana on a smartphone, etc. In this case, we will also include a Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, and conversion-driven landing page included at no additional cost, meaning that we will build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you at no additional cost. Now, when the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 28th of the month and that same exact discounted rate of $249, and again, that rate will never go up on you. As I did mention, for a three-month contract, the total would be $700, and if you call us before that billing date, we would be prorating the amount that you've already paid, which is the $249, towards that $700, which again would be $451 for the remaining 2 months, that entirety of the three-month contract, in which case we would, of course, do the custom website for you, like I said. But at this point, it is set to automatically renew at $249 on the 28th, month-to-month, of course, no contract. It is completely at will. You may absolutely discontinue your agreement at any time, for any reason, no questions asked, no fees involved, or even pause it if you get more work than you can take on or need to go on vacation. And in fact, the service can be paused seasonally if necessary by simply contacting our client support team. Mr. Motto, all that we do request to prevent charges to your next month of service is that you would, in fact, contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Larry, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Larry, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Now, like I said, in just about a minute or so, you're going to receive a confirmation email through our automated system. It does have our client support phone number and the hours of operation on there. If you do, though, have a pen handy, I would, in fact, be more than happy to give you that information now. Let me know if you're ready.
All right, go ahead.
Okay, so that toll-free number is 877-635-6225. Again, that's 877-635-6225. And then it's simply option one or extension one to reach a live client support agent. And Larry, you can reach a live agent Monday through Friday. That's 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern. And of course, you can email the support team as well. You can email 24/7. They will follow up with you within the following business day. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. Now, you will receive that information by email in about a minute. You'll also receive an additional email. That first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There is going to be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification simply provided for you in writing. Now, that link will also be sent out as a direct text message. And depending on who your phone carrier is, you may receive the text message even before you receive the email. But when you do receive one or the other or both of those, you did. Is that the email or the text message?
The text message is...
Okay. Perfect. If you open up the text, it goes exactly where we want it to go. The email, of course, has the invoice on there and the click to see the Local Splash Terms of Experience. Is that what you see? Talking about services,
yep.
Google Business Profile Optimization, the directory submissions. Again, that's not just Google, Bing, and Yahoo, almost 70 different directories, fully optimized Facebook page, Yelp, Superpages, Manta, etc. The landing pages included the Google Ads, etc. But if you scroll down, oh, about halfway, two-thirds down where it says SMS communication, just to verify that the 908-614-5950 is a mobile number that you do have access to. We do not want you, though, to click on the opt-out of SMS or text messages box below that. Please do just leave that blank because, of course, we would want to send text messages to you. If you scroll all the way down, though, that line that goes all the way across, just below it, it says signature. Right above it, there's a box that says I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the card on file. Of course, the card in your name. We do want you to click on that box. And it's going to want you to either type in your first and last name. It's case sensitive. We want it exactly as appears there with the space in between, of course, and the L and M capitalized. You can also copy and paste it, but if you copy and paste it, please do be careful to not copy a space before or after. Once you've got your name in there, please do click the confirm signature box just below it. Now, that's going to do a couple of things. First, it does let us know that you know that it's month-to-month at this point, that we've included the website, waived the setup fee, etc. It also does allow us to release the Google PIN card so we can verify that you are an active business in the local area and to perform that initial NAPW audit to make sure that any information that's already out there is accurate and consistent and to fix it if it is not. So it's an important step in the process. Now, Larry, you're going to know that you are successful in doing that when it's asking you for a username and a password.
Okay.
So just let me know when you see that.
I can't see it because I'm out of the computer.
Oh, but you're able to open up that link. You should be able to click on that box and just put your name in there. Just type it in.
Let me see. I'm going to click on which one?
The sign click box underneath where it says signature. You can type it in and just capitalize the L and the M as you type in your first and last name there.
Okay. It says sign here.
Yes, correct. Click here to type in your name as it's seen above.
Okay.
So once you've got your first and last name there, that orangish box below it where it says confirm signature, you can just tap on that.
Okay.
And then if you are successful in getting that in there, it will take you to the next page where it asks for a username and a password.
It's not working.
Is it giving you any error message at all? Did you click the box above it? I'm sorry. Did you click the box above it where it says, I certified that I'm the authorized holder and signer on the card?
That's what it was wrong.
Yeah. Sorry about that. Okay, so it's asking you for a username and a password. Now, the username is the phone number that we're speaking on, but no dashes, spaces, or parentheses, just the number, 908-614-5950.
What's that?
You should see it asking you for a username and a password, but you don't actually have to worry about that at this point. To be honest, it's just the automated system thinking that you're trying to access your tracking and your reporting because it comes from the same dashboard portal, the my.localsplash.com, that you'll be using very soon for your tracking and your reporting. Now, I do need to schedule your follow-up call, but you're taken care of on that end. I don't have to worry about the username and the password yet, but as I was saying, the username is just your phone number, the one that we're speaking on, but only the numbers, no dashes or spaces or parentheses, just 908-614-5950. But like I said, even if you were to put in a username and a password right now, I think it would give you an error message because the client hasn't been created yet. Yeah. And then I do want to schedule, though, that follow-up call with our technician. And we've got something actually I can get you in at the top of the next hour if that's going to work out for you at 1 o'clock. There's a 2. And then later this afternoon, there is 4, 5, and 6 o'clock. It's a 20, 25, 30-minute phone call. You don't have to be in front of a computer for that particular phone call, but we do schedule by the hour. Would you want something quick?
3 o'clock?
3 o'clock is the one spot that I don't have. But there is a 2 and there's a 4.
Let's do 4.
4? Okay. So it'll be scheduled from at 4. The call itself will get you just a few minutes after the top of the hour, get you off the phone pretty close to 4:30. You don't have to be in front of a computer for that particular phone call. Like I said, just kind of those basic questions that I mentioned earlier and a couple of others. I'll send you now a calendar invite to your email. That's really just more for your records. You certainly don't have to respond to it, although many do, and there's no problem if you do. But it's just going out to your email. And you'll receive at 3, an hour prior to that scheduled call, an automated email just reminding you that the call has been scheduled for that 4 o'clock hour. Other than that, Larry, I'm pretty excited to get this going for you. We'll get everything up and running. But it's been a real pleasure speaking with you. And you take care. You have a wonderful day. It's going to be someone else, though, from our client interview team giving you that follow-up call this afternoon. But real pleasure speaking with you. You have a wonderful weekend, sir.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you, Stu. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.